Bueno.
One morning I went walking down my street in the cool. I strolled past the playground of the old monster school. I heard some monster kids singing, they were dancing around. I had to stop and listen to that crazy monster sound. They were rhyming, they were jiving, they were singing so sweet. I started snapping my fingers to that mighty monster beat. The song they were singing floated on the morning breeze. It was the Monster ABC.
It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and it's time to riff with Ellie Cheer. Ellie, who has commandeered and is DJing the music this week. Because she's good at it, right?
Mm-hmm. First, I want you guys to listen to this real quick.
F is for fungus. G is for geek. H for monsters humongous. I is for icky monsters. J, some are jerks. K is for keep the lights on. L is for
lurk. I recommend you guys to listen to that.
And that's Ellie's recommendation. So, Ellie, how are you this week?
I'm good.
Anything exciting happen at school this week?
No.
But Halloween's coming up, and you like Halloween, from what I understand.
Yes.
From our earlier conversation.
Yes.
What do you like best? What's your favorite past Halloween?
I haven't really had a favorite past Halloween yet.
So the best is yet to come?
Well, I want it to be good, but we don't really decorate. My mom doesn't let us.
I think you'll get to decorate. Turn the music down just a tiny bit more, okay? All right, there we go. All right, so what's our first word on the list? We can make these all Halloween riffing ones if you want to, okay?
Okay.
So grab the list. List.
Give me a pen. I'm writing them.
Grab the pen. Oh, you're gonna make.
Okay, so the words are going to. I'm gonna write them down.
Oh, you're gonna take it from this kid from this. Okay. This is a good thing. So you got about what? You have about 27 days before Halloween. What do you want to dress up as?
But since it's the first week that we're recording of October, we're starting off with.
Yeah, we're getting into the fall now. The temperatures are starting to cool down. Sun is starting to set a little quicker on the horizon in the afternoons.
Listen.
Sounds like you.
Thank you.
The z z z z. So, what's the best Halloween costume you ever dressed up as so far?
In fifth grade, no, in fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
I was a zombie, and I went to this contest. I was wearing a really long, like, black and dark green type cut-up dress.
Uh-huh.
Chains. And we, I had my hair spray painted gray and white. And
ooh, I bet that was good. Did you have any pictures of it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to show us some pictures of it.
Green paint, green teeth paint on my teeth, like dark green and yellow with grass.
That's a good costume.
We put my hair in teeny tiny, the little tiny rubber bands, a bunch of little pigtails everywhere, and then we teased it so my hair was all big, so out to here.
If you have access to that picture, you're going to have to show it to us, okay?
And I won first place in the contest, and I got an iPod, but it didn't work.
You got an iPod and it didn't work?
Yeah.
That's the short end of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Spider-Man costume once, and when the first Spider-Man movie ever came out, I went dressed as Spider-Man, and in standing in line in front of me, there was this dad, and he was holding his, like, I'm going to say maybe a little four-year-old girl, his little daughter, and and she kind of, she's holding, the dad's holding her, and the little girl peeks over at me from her dad's shoulder and looks at me, and I'm in a complete Spider-Man costume, and she waves at me, and I just wave back at her, and then I hear the little girl whisper to her dad, she goes, "Daddy, I'm not afraid of Spider-Man anymore." Made my day. Made a little girl or a little kid not scared, not afraid of Spider-Man. It was the best thing ever.
But Spider-Man's not even scary.
No, he's not. But
he's my favorite.
But in superhero. But in a little, this little girl's mind, he was scary. But then I turned her, not sure that Spider-Man wasn't scary. But I like Spider-Man too. I got a Spider-Man tattoo. What's our next word?
Candy.
Candy.
What is your favorite candy, first of all?
My favorite candy is going to have to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
It's the peanut butter.
I like chocolate, anything that has to do with chocolate.
Summertime Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that have been in the freezer. Because they're cold and then they're very refreshing. That's my favorite.
I like melted chocolate and just eating it with a spoon.
That's good too. Sometimes ice cream with peanut butter chunks in it. I like that.
Ew.
Why is that ew?
I like vanilla ice cream with chocolate chips in it, but it's okay. Here's the chocolate chip. It's like pointing and it goes round, but then on the inside it has peanut butter with the chocolate, not just peanut butter.
Right. Wouldn't that be a funny joke to play during Halloween when kids are coming up to your door to trick or treat? Is you put ice cream bars in their bags because the ice cream bars would melt when they get home, but it's still contained in the bag. I think that would be a fun joke to play.
No.
Why?
What I want to do is I want my brother to get a Killer Clown mask. Like, this is what happened a couple years ago. Over at, I think it was my little brother's teacher.
Yeah.
Who used to live over there. Pretty sure it was her house. They had, like, haystacks.
Yeah.
When you knock on their door, all you would see is all these black and white flashing lights and stuff.
Yeah.
At the front door and everything. And you'd see a skeleton peeking through the window. It scared us. And then there was all these haystacks around us, and we were like, what is going on? And then out of nowhere, there's a killer clown that jumps out of one of the haystacks and starts chasing us.
Like that idea. That'd be fun to do.
I want to do that.
That would be fun to do. Somebody comes to your door, trick-or-treats, and then you get the killer clown mask on, and you come out from behind the tree or something. Scaring little kids is fun.
I want to scare everyone really bad this year. Most people, they just walk up to our door, and they're like, thank you, and put it in their bag, and they walk away.
They're just greedy for the candy, that's all.
Yes.
All right, what's our next word?
Spooky.
Spooky. What do you got for spooky? I remember I had to play, when I used to take piano lessons, I played at a recital, and I had a song called Spooky Footsteps that I played. I don't know if it still exists, but it's out there somewhere. I used to play piano like you do. So what's your spooky?
I don't really have one.
What's the second word, though? Spooky monster?
Yeah, there's monster. Olivia wants to be a monster, but I just want to be a bunny for Halloween.
Think out loud more. Tell us more about the bunny you want to be. The rabbit.
I want to have bunny outfit, like ears, but I don't want like it to be like a headband where you can see it. I want it to be like the clear strap that goes so you can't see it in my hair.
So you can't see it? Yeah,
so
okay.
It looks better. And so, like, it won't fall off as easily.
Okay.
And then I want, like, a bunny dress. Like, I want it to be, like, a dress. And you know how some old dresses used to have, like, that metal thing underneath to hold it out?
A hoop skirt.
Mm-hmm. Except I want it to be, like, a shorter dress, not a long dress. That one looks ugly.
Okay.
One like that, so it's not all flopping and everything. I want it to be white and fuzzy, but then, like, to have a little pink on the stomach part.
Uh-huh.
And then, I want to have, like, a bunny dress with little ears. That would be cute.
I think it's something you should make. It's a good project for you.
No, I'm not making that because I have to wear it to school.
Well, so you can wear it to school or you can't wear it to school costumes?
I have to wear an outfit to school, but I'm not going to make one because that would just look ugly.
So you might just get stuck with the bunny ears for school.
No, I want to actually buy an outfit.
Well, you got to get on the internet and look.
I don't have any electronics to look.
Well, maybe when we're done here, we can see if we can get internet on my phone outside or something, and we'll look, okay?
Yes.
So what's our next word? queuing up some more sound effects there.
Yeah.
What's the word here? Nightmare?
No, wait. Frankenstein.
Ooh, Frankenstein.
There was a house around the corner, and we were, every year they would put up this big Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
I remember what house it is because I remember them last Halloween. They were selling their stuff. It's where they have like an entire collection of them, which is scary. They look like humans. They're human size. They look exactly like humans, but they just look like humans that are standing still. There was a Frankenstein, a werewolf that was wearing...
Yeah.
Is it called plaid plaid? I don't know. What is it called?
Plaid color?
Red and black striped
okay,
shirt.
Yeah, that's plaid.
Yeah, but it was cut up and it was red and black with shorts. You know, a werewolf and it was furry.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Had real hair and stuff. It looked like a standing human, but they all looked real.
Yeah.
And they were all mechanical. So when you walked up to them, they would move and try
so
to
they got that. So they got a motion sensor on it. And when you walk past, they move at you?
No, they walked around and they looked like people in an outfit. No. Okay, it looked like a real werewolf standing up, wearing clothes, and walking around.
So
do, and they looked completely real and there was nothing that looked fake. I actually tried talking to one, but they scared me.
Do they that scared
but
you?
But then the person there told me that they weren't real and I thought they were real.
I bet they were real.
They were mechanical. They had a Frankenstein, a skeleton, a Dracula, a werewolf. They had an entire collection. They had one, the chainsaw, and a mask, and he was bald.
All right, so have they done this more than once?
That bald guy, he looked like a real person. They walk, and they're all the same height. They're like as tall as you.
Have they done this before?
Every year they
so,
have.
Frankenstein. You can show me this.
With smoke and like stuff like that with flashing lights and everything, and it was scary that we didn't go to their house.
All right, you're gonna have to show me this on Halloween. I'm curious to see this.
I hope they don't get rid of them though, but I know which house they live at.
You're gonna have to show me.
Because I remember last year they were putting them outside their front door, and I think they're getting rid of them, but they should still keep some.
There's nothing more fun than scaring people, so I'm gonna come over on Halloween and help you scare people. I'm gonna wear all black like a ninja and roam around and listen for people's names. And scare people. Because that's the most fun I had working.
You should be all black like a ninja. But you should wear a killer clown head.
So I should wear the killer clown
head?
Yeah,
but like we can hide you and stuff so that they can't see your head. Like, you know, we have that pole out there.
Okay.
We can hide behind that. That's what happened every year in Halloween. My big brother would have his friends. And my big brother would sit by the door. And he would always tell me to come outside and to help him pass out candy. Every time that I came out, his friend would hide behind that pole, and he would jump out, and he would try to attack me, and I would run inside.
We have to do that. That would be so fun, because you know what we could do?
We can, like, hide. Like, we can get one of those little smoke things so you can hide better or put stuff
yeah.
around.
You know, just a thought, okay? The way your front door comes up, open your garage door just enough so that somebody can crawl out from under it. And so when people come up and they start to leave out, you crawl out from under the garage door going, like, you know, like a half a body or something. Just an idea. You could set up a video camera and videotape them. So what's our next word?
I'm keeping this paper.
You can keep that paper. Now, what are you crying? That's for Grandma Matata next Wednesday. That part there.
Yeah, I'm keeping this.
Oh, okay.
You're keeping it with me.
You can do that.
Skeletons.
Oh,
bats.
Bats. Okay, bats.
Actually, you can see bats around 6:30 to 7 here.
Where at?
At our house. There's bats outside.
I want to see the bats.
You've never seen them?
Well, I've seen bats back in Oregon. There'd be this old tower down in Albany, Oregon.
These bats, they're like this big.
Right at dusk, they come out.
Because there's a tiny bit of light, just a tiny bit in the sky to where it's not like black. It's like a really dark blue where you could still see things in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the street lights, and you would see bats. They fly actually really low. And when my big brother used to live here, we used to take our dogs for a walk, and we would always see them flying. They actually come out every day.
And you can tell the difference because they're not a bird, because there's more of that, I don't know how to describe it, like a floppy sound of their wings and stuff.
No, I can't hear that.
They're more sloppy flying.
I'm going to my friend's house today. At 7.
Have you ever seen any... Now what do you think of all the Batman movies?
I like Batman, but It's kind of boring after a while.
It's the same story over and over and over. Mm-hmm. To me, it is.
Only thing that I like, well, it's my favorite, is the guy with the face.
Oh, the...
His mouth, it looks really scary, which is all cool.
What's the villain's name? I know who you're describing.
He's not a villain. He's nice at first.
But he's got the divided face.
Oh, my gosh. Do not say anything. I will tell you because okay. We have the movie.
This is why... Hold on. This
Joker,
is why...
Stop.
No, you stop. This is why Ellie is so amusing.
Okay, the Joker tied him and the girl up when they were at a party with a whole bunch of oil and stuff, whatever, gasoline.
Right.
He knocked one over and it spilled, and then he fell half his face. He fell on his... Oh, my gosh, he was tied to the chair. The chair fell on its side, and half his face was in the gasoline, and then it exploded. Well, Batman saved him because he couldn't get both at the same time. They're too far apart on each side of the building.
Right.
And as Batman was leaving, it exploded in a piece of, like, ember or something hit his side of the face or something like
mm-hmm.
that. Where the gasoline was, so that whole side of his face kind of got burnt. Like, it got ruined.
And I can't remember the villains in it. I can't remember his name. Do you remember?
Half-Face?
Makes me
he
think.
Was nice at first. He was like his friend.
Okay. So what's our next one? Next word.
Short hair? No.
No?
Witch.
Which would you witch?
Well, my brother read a book, and it said that this was true, that on Halloween, since it's, you know, it's Halloween,
mm-hmm.
it's the devil's birthday or something like that.
Devil's night out.
That if you see something, like an outfit that looks completely real,
mm-hmm.
like a witch or something, there's actually real witches that come out on Halloween, and they look at what we're doing. They watch us.
There is
in black cats. There's actually a black cat that comes around this type of the month.
Uh-huh.
That lives in this neighborhood. It has this big weird lump on its back, and it's big and black. And everyone in this neighborhood knows what it is because it goes in their backyards.
Yeah.
And it eats rats and stuff. Always around this month it comes out. And I'm surprised it's not dead because it's been around for years. It doesn't even have an owner.
There used to be an old scary house at the end of the street when I lived back in Oregon.
Mothman!
Mothman! Oh, forget about talking about witches. Let's talk about Mothman. The mystery of Mothman in New Jersey.
He hangs from the bridge.
He does.
I watch those shows. My mom doesn't let me, though.
There's a few... are you talking about one of the documentaries on cable TV?
It's not History Channel. It's near the History Channel.
Yeah.
Where they study things.
Mysteries are like Monster Hunters.
Yeah.
That's a good show. I wish it didn't have so many commercials, but I love the Mysteries of Mothman. And then also there's the other monsters that are mysteries on the East Coast. There's a said picture to be of Mothman that somebody got way back, like 1920 or something.
I recommend everyone to play Animal Jam on the computer.
What's Animal Jam?
Animal Jam is a game where if you're not a member, you can have two animals. If you're a member, you can have as many as you want.
Okay.
You can have an underwater animal, whatever. But every time someone signs up, and it's completely free, and it's called Animal Jam.
Okay.
It's completely free, and a whole bunch of little kids use it. But every time someone signs up, it gives money to a place to help save animals that are endangered.
Okay, hold closer to you.
There's a whole bunch of stores there. Like, your little animal, you can walk to a store or whatever, and you name your animal, and you can change its colors and put clothes on it and stuff. You can make friends, and you have a den, which is a house, and you decorate it with stuff.
Okay.
But during Halloween, you can click. You go to your den, click on your den, you go to your den, and then you click it again, the little button at the bottom,
okay.
And then it shows up everything you can buy to decorate your den.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to stores, other stores around things. Literally, there's an entire world
so it's a virtual
that you can,
reality going on.
There's an
here.
Entire world that you can travel, and there's a whole bunch of different animals that people choose.
Okay.
And you can have pets like hamsters, bumblebees.
And when you sign in, there's a charitable contribution that goes to an animal.
Mm-hmm. They have a newspaper, too, about all the new things and all the new animals. They're making, like, pandas for new last year.
Okay.
Rhinos, you don't get to be rhino because they go and they come back.
It's a premium thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, zebras and rhinos are not back yet.
Okay.
Like, you can't get them, but if you already got one when it came, then you can still keep it.
Okay, so if you purchased it at a certain different time,
you need to purchase them. They're just free. But if you want to be a member, then you got to pay for that.
You got to pay for the membership.
Because members is where you can get more things. If it says member across it, you can't buy it.
Okay.
And members can also change colors. Like, if you got a blue couch, you want a purple couch, you can change it purple. If you're not a member, like I've never a member, you got to keep it the same.
Okay.
And it just helps animals and stuff. But it's a fun game. You play games on there. Like, you can go to the world map, mm-hmm. go to the arcade, and you can go play games. And every time you win, you get a prize and money.
Now, is this an internet game or something on the DS?
Internet,
okay.
If you come to the library with me, I can show you what it is. You can go to the arcade and you get a prize, or you get gems. Gems is the money uh-huh. where you can buy stuff. You can buy houses, like dens. So far, I have two dens. I made another account called Blossom Vine Cloud.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Blossom Vine Cloud.
No. Blossom.
Blossom.
Vine.
Vine.
Cloud. Cloud. That's my name of my wolf.
That's what I said.
And there's more things about it. But, yeah.
And this is your favorite new game?
It's not new. I play all the time.
Okay. So, what's our next word?
Oh wait, no wait. I was talking something about that game they decorate for Halloween.
Ooh, and, okay.
And on October 4th is National.
Where did our piece of paper go?
It's right there. I don't know. Not right.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
And it also in the newspaper, you can read the newspaper, and it says, and it's like it's fun to read. It said on October 4th is National Animal Day,
uh-huh.
and that they will be celebrating it. So I bought a banner for 400 gems.
Yeah.
And I hung it up in my den, in my new den, for National Animal Day.
So how do you earn the gems in the game?
You can play games, go to the arcade. You can win them for doing achievements and stuff.
What's your favorite game or best achievement that you've done?
Once you get up to like 1,000 billion gems, you get that many gems more.
What's the most you've ever had?
Probably like 925.
So not 1,000 billion.
No, but you have to get like a lot.
Okay. So what's your next word on the list here?
No, I'm not done.
Oh,
and
not
so
done? Okay.
What I did is you go to Jamma Town, which is the main town.
Yeah.
You stand in the middle of town. There's like 1,000 people there because they're dancing. They're offering to trade people. You have a trade list where you can trade items.
Oh, okay.
Where if you can say one person can go to another person and click their trade thing.
Right.
They can see what they have on trade. If they want it, they have to trade one of their items.
So kind of like a classified, like a barter system.
And then if you don't want it, you don't, you hit the X. If you want it, you hit yes. You can buddy people. You click on them, you hit buddy. And if they respond and they hit buddy, then you're their buddy. And then whenever you go up to the buddy, it's like a tiger and a monkey mm-hmm. hugging at the top. You click on that, it'll glow. If you have buddies online, and it'll be a green dot next to your buddies, and they'll okay. be at the top of the list, so you don't have to go through everything. And then what I did is I went there, I started dancing, and I said, theme party at my den for non-members. That means no members, so to make it fair, because I'm not a member.
Right.
Only and whoever wins gets a prize.
Yeah.
So two people came to my den, and at first I said the best, there was three rounds, I said ninja. And okay. I picked one person who got ninja best.
Yeah.
And then the second one was frog. I picked the other person. And the last one was rainbow. I picked the first person I picked. So that person won since they got 2 out of 3.
Okay.
And so they got to trade me something and the other person. I said they could trade too, but they didn't. So they just left.
So what did you trade to get?
They traded me. I said they could trade whatever they want. But what I did is I went and bought Halloween stuff first, though.
Okay.
So they could buy it. I got
in the game, you bought Halloween stuff.
Yeah. I bought pumpkins. Lantern stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I bought balloons and Halloween decorations and stuff like that so that they could trade them with
okay.
me. And then I decorated my house with what I had left and I went and bought more.
That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a good game.
I bought an American flag and uh-huh. I hung that on my wall in my house.
Of your den?
Yeah. You can also talk. You type and you can talk to people.
Oh, you can talk to other people. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You type it and then there's a mail at the top. You click the who you want to give it to. Uh-huh. You go through your buddy list. You can only give it to buddies.
Okay.
And, well, you can click on someone else you don't know and then do that. But go to your buddy list. You click someone. You can go to your mail thing. You can change your pictures to, like, horses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can type in the bottom what message you want on the mail. And there's a background picture, and you can send it to them, and they can send it back to you.
Okay.
You can also give gifts with that. Gifts, like a gift.
Right.
It used to be for non-members, but now they made it for members only.
Okay. What does it cost to become a member?
For 1 month, it's like $6.
Okay.
2 months, it's like $9. And for 12... No, wait. 1 month, $6. 6 months, $9. And 12 months... So it goes 1 month, six... My gosh, never mind. Wait.
Something average.
No, it's like... I know. 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. It's like every three.
Okay, every quarter. I gotcha.
It's like $6, $9, $12, something like that.
That's not a bad charge. Mm-hmm. So, what's next?
Listen to these real quick. That's our Halloween background.
So what's our next word?
Our next word is... I got paint on my pants.
Uh-oh.
Skeleton.
Skeleton. How many bones...
Stop.
No, don't put the pin on me. I'll put the pin on, I'll on you.
So what we do is... My mom works at a ranch. And we had a Halloween party. Where we took a white horse and we spray painted its mane and tail.
Yeah.
Sparkles with purple, blue, and pink. It was white. And then we put sparkles all over it.
That's a neat idea.
And then it was for Halloween, we put a unicorn. What is it?
Horn.
Horn. That was the unicorn.
Are there any pictures of this unicorn horn or the horse as a unicorn?
Mm-hmm. The black horse, Cody. We have an artist out there who does like everything. No, be quiet. The black horse. What we did, we painted a skeleton on it, like its bones and everything.
I'd like to see a picture of that. That sounds pretty creative.
Our horse named Rooster. We put a rooster outfit on that horse.
Rooster?
Yeah, he died.
Still,
that was my favorite horse.
That's funny.
Then we had another white horse named Allie or Sunny. I think it was Allie. That we made a zebra with black stuff on it. There was another one. I just can't remember what it was.
The black horse, and you put white stripes on it? Like a zebra?
No. The black horse, we drew the white bones on it.
Okay.
We painted it. The white horse we took, we painted black stripes on it.
That's good. I like that idea.
To make a zebra and a skeleton.
Is that horse still living?
I think so.
Okay, because if they do that again this year, I'd like to see that. That'd be
hilarious. Mom has pictures.
I'd like to see those pictures, if possible. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to pop quiz. How many bones are in the human skeleton? Do you know? What are the small...
I'm thinking, be quiet.
Okay, well, why are you thinking? What are the smallest bones in the body? I bet you don't know that one. Gotta keep talking.
I'm thinking. Be quiet.
Do you need some Jeopardy music?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you. 406. There's 406 bones in the body. I might be off by one or two, but that's what I remember. And the smallest bones in the body?
You have three in your ears.
Three in your ear, and those are the smallest ones. There's no music. Just keep talking.
So okay.
You want to do one more word?
Sure.
Go ahead.
One more word is clown.
Clown. What do you want to riff on clown? first costume, or my first Halloween costume that I ever was wearing, my mom dressed me up like a clown, and I wanted to be a monster. And so, she just took her basic makeup, I was like 3 years old, put some makeup all on me, and I'm going door to door as a clown who yells. Rah! And that's what I remembered. It was horrible because it was raining out and I had to wear my jacket anyway. I was a pathetic clown my first Halloween. So I came back.
I was a clown for a Broadway musical thing. Everyone was in like this fancy thing, but I was the only one that had, it was like a dress.
Okay.
I still have it. I will go show it to you right now.
Okay.
Ready?
Put pause.
This is what it looks like.
This is what it looks like, and this is your old costume.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago was it that you wore this costume?
When I was like 7.
So this definitely...
Look, size.
7 to 10.
7 to 10.
It
was really tiny.
You're definitely past a size 7, right? Or 10.
The outfit's not in here, but there's like the socks and stuff.
Okay.
These were the fake chains I had, remember, during that
Ooh,
contest.
Ooh, yes.
But there was more.
Plastic chains are good.
But they looked real.
They look real, yes. So how can you incorporate these?
This is what I was last year.
What is this that you wore last year?
Get off of it. Your foot is on my office.
Sorry. You're going to try it on. I'm going to pause. Okay. Okay, so back to what you were. Red Riding Hood?
Yeah.
So do you want to pick one more word to riff on?
No.
Okay, so do you want to take us out on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast?
Yep.
And who are you?
I am Ellie Chu.
And say thank you. And say thank you.
Whatever.
Oh, come on.
I'm known. I'm trying to play music.
I'm trying to hand you the recorder.
This is not the right music. Okay.